Hello, hello, here, here. You are listening to Here, Here on KillRadio.org. It is Monday, it's noonish, and it's sometime in October. We're not really sure. Let's see, it could be the 13th, 14th, I think it's October 16th. I do. I don't know, Mark's not here yet. He'll tell me what day it is. We recognize we're having some streamer issues today. Hopefully you're listening. If you can't listen now, if it's an unbearable experience, this will be available for download later this evening, and we will broadcast it as soon as possible. Rebroadcast it, rather. In the meantime, here's some fresh new music for ya from the mailman and beyond. This is the LA Noise Compilation, the definitive Los Angeles Noise Compilation. So, that's what I'm playing right now on Here Here on KillRadio.org. You're listening to Here Here on KillRadio.org.
That was so an appropriate ending.
That was a couple of tracks from the definitive Los Angeles Noise Compilation, it's called, from Bastardized Recordings, Bastardized, BASTARTISED.com. if you want information on that. I like that. Remind me of early Beatles before they started doing drugs.
Yeah, it was total pre-drugs Beatles.
Beatles.
On Mars.
Let me read the names of those. I actually just played three tracks. Andor Coppin, Impregnable, and Circuit Wound.
I liked Impregnable.
I thought was...
You can dance to.
I really got that there was a wounded circuit. Speaking of wounded circuit, if you're listening live right now, you might notice that we're having a few problems with our stream, but that's okay.
That was a good segue, John. I have to admit, that was pretty impressive. Speaking of wounded circuit, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, we're working on it. Hopefully it'll be fixed by this afternoon. So hopefully you're listening now, and if not, you're listening now. So then I guess it's okay. We're recording.
It's that whole tree falls in the forest thing. You're hearing the tree fall right now, so
exactly.
It does make a sound.
If an internet radio station doesn't stream, does it even exist? We're not sure. We're just figments of your imagination. But we're recording to CD right now, so we're going to get a nice clean copy of this show, and we're going to rebroadcast it as soon as we can so that all the bands we play today still get the live experience as well as the downloading experience.
Yes.
So I like the downloading experience because you can pause and then go get your TV dinner and come back and, you know.
Yes.
So, like, because now I have TiVo, it's impossible for me to watch live television.
Oh.
Like, I find it unbearable experience.
Yeah. All my friends who have that, they're like, well, can't we fast forward to this? I'm like, no, it's live.
Although the irony is I still end up watching most of the commercials because I still haven't, like, wrapped my brain around the fact that I'm watching a recording.
Also, doesn't it do kind of like, I mean, it'll actually stop near the commercial, won't it? Oh, no, it doesn't automatically, but
you can
kind of stop
pause it
yeah.
or fast forward it. Sometimes what I do is I just pause the TiVo during live TV because what it does, it records like a temporary file
right.
while it's playing. And so I'll pause it at the commercial and just wait 5 minutes so that I get like 5 minutes worth of buffer.
What kind of acting do you do there, John?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of stuff have you done in the past? You haven't done commercials,
no,
have you?
No, okay, yeah. No, I've done
Thank
a fair
you.
Amount of commercials.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. No, but the commercials aren't for me. I don't buy products. I don't use things. Commercials are for people who use things.
You just steal things.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, if I see something in front of me like a sandwich, I just take a bite. You know, I don't need to actually go to the store and buy it.
You know what? That's what it is. And now I remember my drunken stupor, what Shannon and I were talking about at couch night, was how there's no real commitment with you. It's always a bite of this, a bite of that. And she feels the same way.
Shannon wasn't at couch night.
I mean, Leisure Suite. I always mix them up. Leisure Suite.
She was painting. That's what she told me.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, no. My fiancé's going to leave me for a gay man.
No, we're not getting together. We were just talking.
Speaking of gay men, I saw this thing on BBC.
This better be good or I'm going to punch you.
No. It's true. It's true.
It better be a really appropriate segue or I'm punching you so hard.
We were talking about TiVo. I was flipping through.
In your knee.
Ow. I was looking for things to record on TiVo because I was tired of like the 50 episodes of Law & Order and the 70 episodes of Law & Order Criminal Intent that I had.
Yes.
So I was going through BBC because I never know when to go to the BBC America because I never know what's on. Every time I go there, it's just like Cash in the Attic or something. It's never like some cool show.
Right.
So and it happened to be a day, I guess it was because it was the weekend, they had a lot of documentaries. Mm-hmm. And this one was called My Husband is Gay. And it was just an expose on these three couples, these three married couples whose marriages ended because the guy came out of the closet. And one of them was so fascinating. They basically decided to stay together, raise the kid together, live in the same household, but completely recognize that they no longer have a physical relationship and then he can go out and date other men. And the wife seemed pretty much okay with this. I mean, maybe it wasn't the circumstances she anticipated.
How long had this been happening? Like, how long had they been in this place? A year?
No, they had like a three-year-old daughter.
No, but how long had they been in this new point in their relationship?
Oh, so that's a good question. I don't know. It seemed like it had been some time because he had already been in and out of another relationship.
He doesn't bring guys home.
He does.
Oh, my
God.
He
does. The bedroom is hers, and then he gets, like, the downstairs room when he brings people home. But the problem is he can never establish a serious relationship with a guy because he has to make it clear to that guy that he's still in a relationship with a woman that he loves that he'll be with for the rest of his life, just not in a romantic way.
Right.
It's pretty unusual shit.
But in some ways, it kind of makes sense. I mean,
do you think that's possible? Like possibly stable.
I could see it. I mean, anything's possible these days. There's enough people on the planet. You can make enough combinations of couples, and you know,
that's a good
more,
point.
Two or more gathered kind of thing. You know, but beyond that, I know it's hard. The challenge always is you got to get three people who get along, and that just also means more opportunity for arguments to come about.
True. True. I got nothing. I got no witty rebuttal or comeback. Maybe we should go to
music.
When
have you?
Oh, oh, it hurts.
What was I going to say? Oh, I had a dream about you and Shannon.
Oh, that hurts even more.
No. Why is everyone always saying, when I had a dream about you, they all get like, I told a woman at work who's in her 40s, you were in my dream last night. She goes, oh my God, really? She was so excited.
Do you think dreams mean something? Because I don't.
I only think what they mean is, what they're a good sign of is how we emotionally respond to what's going on in the dream. I think it's almost like it's a means of saying, of kind of testing what would happen in a certain situation, like processing something. If it was a crazy situation or somewhere we're mad at someone, how do we handle that? It's almost like we're kind of processing that. Do you even care?
I don't know. The phone's ringing. Should I answer it?
Why don't you answer it? Okay. I'll still talk about whatever I was talking about.
Good. Whatever that was.
So anyway, with dreams, I always feel like it's what you feel. It's what feeling was going on or how you responded to what was going on rather than it being about, oh, this has symbolism or meaning or blah, blah, blah. So I have this meeting about John and Shannon. We were in their car. Do you drive a really small car, John? It was like we were in some weird, like, 1974 Toyota or something. He's not even listening to me right now. This is awesome. So anyway, so real small Toyota. And lo and behold.
Let me pass you off to someone and give you more information.
Yeah. Just pass them off. So, John, this is the best part. John, this is the best part. So we're in this car. You're
sorry,
like...
Sorry, I'm back. I had to get the phone there. Somebody
you were driving.
I drive a Corolla.
Okay, no, this was much smaller. This was like one of those small little...
I used
to
drive an 89 Mazda 323, which is basically a tiny...
No, small than that.
Thing.
This was like it's the... Like this is like when the British made the Cooper, the Mini Cooper. It was like that size.
Okay, well...
Or some... What's that... East German or that Russian car that everyone drives now?
Sorry, does that say something about me that I drive a small car in your dreams?
See, now you're trying to find symbolism. No, but Shannon was there too, and she was totally fine. but I'm in the back of the seat. I'm in the back seat, and who's with me? But a girl. That you guys didn't know. I introduced you.
So this is just like
her
a
name
new,
is Jamie.
New person.
Blonde.
Did she have a face? Was it like a specific person? Maybe
why are you doing
you
this
met?
Side if she had a face? That more is, this is the international sign. Did she have boobs?
No. I'm hand gestures. I'm trying to get you. I'm trying to draw
she
words.
She had a face. Yeah,
it.
She had a face.
I mean, was it someone that you recognized?
No,
or
it wasn't
just
anyone
like,
I knew.
I see.
But the dream we knew. And then cut to I'm in a suburban neighborhood, and we're getting attacked by banshees flying out of the sky.
Wow.
Who are literally ripping people apart and shredding to bits, and somehow I got away.
You're making this up right now?
No, I'm serious. That was the second part of the dream.
Wow.
Or it could be third part. I don't remember the first.
Reminds me of the dream I had where my head was a candy bar and birds were like eating it.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I made that up.
That's a great dream. Was this a commercial? This would be a great commercial dream.
No. But I noticed if I fall off something in a dream, like a tall building or something like that, I'm okay as long as I land on my right shoulder. No matter what happens. Why are you rolling your eyes at me? This
because
is true.
That's not...
No, it's absolutely
so you,
true.
In the dream, make it happen where you fall on your right shoulder.
If I'm falling and I know I'm going to, you know, die if I hit the ground, as long as I fall like in sort of... I know on radio it doesn't make sense to say in this position, but
you tuck,
but I sort of
tuck,
yeah,
your
tuck
right
and
shoulder
roll,
in.
And then I'm able to survive anything. I'm also an excellent runner.
In dreams,
but I have no voice. If I try to yell, and I've actually woken up Shannon by whimpering. I'm going, trying to yell, but it's not coming out.
Why do you want to yell when you're running? Hey, everybody, I'm running. Look at me, Mommy, look at me.
No, I'm usually being chased by some horrible thing that wants to kill me.
I thought you were at a track meet or something. That's where my mind went.
I have a lot of anxiety. Sometimes I can't express my anxiety except when I'm unconscious. Why don't we go to music? This is Kill Radio's submission show. People send us music. We play it. We have gotten so many submissions over the past few weeks. They keep coming in every day, and we're very excited about it, so keep them coming. If you want to get heard on the air... send your music to here, myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. What are you going to play for us now, Mark?
Well, it's kind of sad. This is the last week of 3 weeks of three shows of a Scottish invasion. This is basically it.
Oh, yeah? You're out of Scottish music?
They've pillaged, and they're over it.
I think I have a Scottish
so
one here.
Today we have some bands from Glasgow, and I think that's it in terms of Scotland. We're pretty internationally. This is a band out of the... out of Finland. They're from Ola, Finland. They didn't tell me what city, probably because they knew I wouldn't be able to pronounce it. They're called The Others. Their MySpace page has nothing to do with their being called The Others for whatever reason. It's myspace.com/22pistaperco.
Well, that's probably the frontman's name or something.
PISTEPIRKKO. Please go to that site. 22 piss with one S. T-E-P-I-R-K-K-O. If you need to catch that again, you can instant message us. Do we have it up and running? Yes, we do, because we're talking to Dave. Yeah.
And I have, we've got lots of music from L.A. today,
as
well as music from around the world.
Good.
Now, come on, Micronesia, represent.
But this is a song called Love Hurts. You're listening to killradio.org.
Ouch. Love hurts. Love scars. Love holds and mars. Any heart not tough nor strong enough. You take a lot of pain. You take a a lot of rain. Love hurts. I'm young. I know but even so I know all a thing or two.
Thank you.
What? Oh my God.
What are you doing over there? You're not even...
I'm preparing the next CD to be played. Fucker.
All right, well, we're back.
Yes.
This was a band called Nanobots, a song called Never Tell Your Robots to Get Lost. They're out of Glasgow, myspace.com/nanobots500. Again, myspace.com/nanobots500.
Woohoo!
And they're the opening charge today from the Scottish Invasion, the last...
Nice. So yeah, it looks like
you have bands.
Two more bands from Glasgow. I know I have one from the UK. I haven't really gone through it yet. This is from
Norwich?
Upper Street. No,
Norwich.
Upper St. Giles Street in Norwich. Yeah.
I said Norwich and then you said no.
Huh? Did I say no?
Yeah, I said Norwich.
No, I was saying no to myself because I called it Upper Street and then I realized it was Upper St. something Street. So I was saying,
Saint-Gilles?
No, I'm wrong.
Saint-Gilles?
So anyway, we'll play that in a bit. I have something else in the player at the moment.
What do you think of that hand dryer thing we have in the bathroom?
It's scary. You know,
it's
you know,
total
1960s. One of those things that you pull down and it's like a towel.
Material comes out.
You don't know when it's been changed, if it's been changed.
Well, I'm sure
you're assuming it's
clean,
been changed.
But
why? Why are you assuming it's clean?
Because it wouldn't be in there.
What sense is that? That's like assuming that,
that
the war in Iraq is valid or we wouldn't have elected Bush. I mean, it's like...
Wait, what?
No, I'm saying you're making an assumption that something is
because
it exists.
You know, one person will pull it just one tab down before it locks and they'll dry their hands there. I pull like three times down because I want to get away from those person's traveling germs that might be going up.
Oh, see, I like to wipe my hands and then pull it from the back so that it goes back up in, so that the next person that wipes their hands...
Good, well, here's your syphilis back. God.
Yeah, I don't know about the bathroom at the Kill Radio studio. I have my doubts about it, just sort
of
generally speaking.
Basically, it's like we're in Guatemala.
It has that sensibility to it, yes.
I mean, I was thinking about... I've seen those people sell... Those people, God, what a dick.
Ugh.
I've seen people outside selling the produce... And stuff. I'm going, wow, those avocados look really good. And I'm like, it would be convenient instead of having to go to the store, park. I mean, it's right here. Yeah. And then I just jump on Subway and go home.
I've been known to get a fruit salad or two from the street corner.
So I talk about it. I'm obsessed with it, but I haven't done it yet. You would think I would have.
Coming up next, we have 80s Freak by Epic Verzona.
I wasn't done talking.
Yes, you were. This is the Epic Verzona mixtape. I'm sorry. It's produced by, looks like... Pilius and Epic Verzona. And the name of the... I'm not sure if the name of the album is 80s Freak or the name of the album is the Epic Verzona mixtape. You can get more information at myspace.com/theplc. What do you think? Is that an L or an uppercase I?
Oh, myspace.com/the... Well, let's
the PLC. Also, myspace.com/newhighrecords. And... this I received in the mail, and it sounds like this. We'll be right back in a second. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes. Hey, it is what it is. What's up, world? The year is 2080. The boy, the PIC in the flesh. Yo, it is what it is.
It is what it ain't, what it ain't. It is,
say what?
It is what it ain't, what it ain't.
Yo, listen.
Say what? It is what it ain't, what it ain't. It is what it ain't, what it ain't.
From the fall to the small group cast of dogs, girls a big boot towel to no acid tall. Stand tall, stop it through like an Amazon. I got suckers on the run like cannonball. Dedicated to the ladies with no panties on, who like to shake that sh when the jam is on. I'm living digital but go back like analog. An individual page about the catalog. Up in microphone fiend where the raps are raw. When I'm grinding on the green, when I'm at the job, or when I'm pulling all nighters at the lab with these songs, trying to figure where a good young man belongs. I don't need a spaceship to blast me off, just a dope beat pen and a pad and I'm gone. Got my ill-adapted logo about to stamp it on. Champion, living so right it can't be wrong. Yes. Like I said, man, it's just me,
ain't nothing to analyze.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I'ma break it wide open. My can of worms, my candle burns. The passion as I ramble these words. Just a man on the verge of going rampant with some ammo to splurge on all you suckers that been tapping my nerves.
I've been handling mine, hope you're handling yours. My only plan to survive is to master the verse. I rock denim and suede, but no animal furs. No capsules or chemicals, just natural herbs.
This here is all pro, ain't no amateurs. It's real life, no time to be acting scurred. Rolling solo with no room for no passengers. Driving hella fast, back to leave your cameras blurred.
Ran from the big city, back to the birds. I got chicks pulling pins and the pants at the purse. Like a man from the moon who just landed on Earth. I got a plan for this planet, let me bag it up first.
I got no time to battle you nerds. I'd rather rap to some girls and get some ass to get that from you twerps. I got a bag full of verses that y'all have to observe. And while you're mad at mine, I'm laughing at yours.
Yeah.
Bump. Now it's time to serve you up. Yeah, I could do that. Let me earn my buck. Turn it up, burn the bud. Everybody looking blurry as fuck. I could pull back like New Jack and swing. Word up. But I'm serving love till you're permanently stuck. Stuck on stoop. Yeah, don't fuck with me, dude. I ride the rhythm like rappers in a luxury coupe. Buzzing the truth. Yeah, man, I'm buzzing like you. The only difference is you're listening and I'm the one that's spitting it. So if it's my time, let me get a couple witnesses. And if it's my rhyme, let me step up and rip this in. You need to stop that eyeballing, blind talking, looking high, wandering, your eyes aside talking. I think you're paranoid, self-conscious, people watchers, half-toy, robotic androids and eavesdroppers. You are the audience, I am the lyricist. I feel like Jimmy asking, are you experienced? Boy, you better hide your face, you get ate up. Lucky I don't like the taste, come get your mind laced. I got no time to waste, I hate my voice, but I love the way you rise to bass. So I'ma take this moment to jot this down. I made up my mind, said I'ma rock this crowd. You young cats need to learn what respect's about. You old folks need to get up and come check this out. A lot of suckers who can barely read and write, so it don't really offend me when you ain't reading me right. You can watch, listen, stop and stare. Now either get involved or get the fuck out of here.
I see some suckers in the crowd and they're looking at me crazy. I see some suckers in the crowd and they're looking at me crazy.
Yeah.
So what you looking at?
Why are you looking at me?
Are you gonna propose?
You're here.
Yes.
Yes.
Who was that, John?
That was 80s Freak, the Epic Versona mixtape. I don't know if it goes by 80s Freak or the Epic Versona, but I did figure out that that was an I and not an L. So go to myspace.com/thepick, the P-I-C. And also he has there myspace.com/newhighrecords. So yeah.
Yeah.
Here, here. The you know, we have a lot of people streaming at the moment, considering the
shocking
fact that we're not actually streaming at the moment. Or maybe we are. In and out.
We don't know.
In and out. This is going to be rebroadcast Friday. I think we can go ahead and say that it will be.
Yeah, if you can hear this.
Maybe Friday. If not Friday, then the next,
coming
Monday.
I'll rebroadcast it Friday, and
yeah,
then we can do it Monday, too.
Yeah, because we understand that we're having streamer issues, and it's not fair to the bands that, you know, they don't get to hear it, you know,
right,
the quality version.
Well,
but it will be available for download.
It's not
later.
Fair to our listeners, John.
We have listeners. I keep
it's
forgetting
not fair to our... what I like to say, our legion of international listeners.
Well, you know I live in a bubble in space, and I just revolve around myself. I have no concept of the outside world or anything like that.
So you dock with Shannon a lot?
Yes. At the port of Shannon. It's lovely. So neither of us will be here next week, so we're going to have to play something. And so
we'll rebroadcast the show, yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
We'll get the intern to do it.
All of our listeners just left. Oh. No, I'm
like,
kidding.
Well, they'd rather hear it next month. Next
like,
Friday,
oh, well,
Monday.
Okay, because it's not going to be broken up. So, hey, someone screwed with all my dials and stuff. Oh, that's better.
Oh, I did. I did a tech training.
Son of a whore. You did, didn't you? That's why everything's all screwy. How are the tech trainings going?
Good.
Yeah? Do the newbies get it?
Both actually DJs
that, like,
on their own
the
anyways.
Button, just turn it on and, and press it again when you want to turn it off.
Yeah. They got it.
Wow. That's great. So it's good that
so
we're
got
getting
some new people.
Smart people in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Awesome.
They're both DJs. One of them, he does stuff where he takes Democracy Now. He records Democracy Now, and then he records it, and then he plays it over music, and he kind of mixes them, phases it out.
Oh, nice. I love stuff like that.
It's really cool. Like, I was hearing a sample he did, and the quotes with the music and stuff, it made it that much more, like, emotional. It's so easy to be intellectual about hearing someone, how the tens of thousands of people dying in Iraq. But with the music with it, I was, like, getting kind of choked up because it made me relate to it in a much more real way. It's so perfect for – it's, like, basically what Kill Radio is all about.
Right. That sounds like a
music,
good Kill Radio show.
Politics. Yeah. And so I'm really excited about that. His name's Vincent Barrios, and I know him from La Souls Cafe downtown right across from Bar 107.
Oh, that place is cool.
Yeah.
La Souls
so
Cafe.
He and another of the owners there, Brian Molina, are both about to – start new shows here. So
awesome, awesome. Good. Fresh meat in the Kill Radio
and
studio.
And they're really excited about doing their show either after us today, not today, but the
on
2
Mondays,
to 4 slot that's open, or the 2 to 4 slot after me.
2 to 2 to 4 slot?
Yeah, my ability to speak English right now is a little hampered.
Fatsum and Gletsum?
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got?
I actually have a band from Los Angeles. I have two bands from Los Angeles today. I think that's rad.
Unbelievable. Thanks
totally
for representing.
Burning hot.
From the country of Los Angeles. Fifth largest economy in the world.
Is that California or is that Los Angeles?
It's California.
But I think we're a big part of that. Because San Francisco sucks ass in a bad way. Thanks.
No, it's not true. No. I love San Francisco.
I love San Francisco too. I just think it's overrated.
Not in a gay way. I'm just saying it's a nice city.
John. You totally... You love San Francisco in a Jew way?
Yeah, in a Jew
totally
way.
Totally Jew way.
That's how I love it.
Whatever that means.
Oy.
This is a band called The Renders out of Los Angeles. This song called Rewind. Their MySpace page is myspace.com, The Renders. You're listening to killradio.org. John.
Driving you away.
That's Ben Zephyr out of Denton, Texas. Is that where you're going to get married, John?
No, we're getting married in Mason.
Mason.
Which is known for its...
masonry? Or its ability to save fruit in jars?
It has a courthouse. I know that.
Okay, so its ability to lynch people.
Oh, that's horrible. Although there will be a lynching at the wedding. It's going to be hot.
Anyway, that was Ben Zephyr out of Denton, Texas.
We're going to lynch Republicans.
A song called Beetle Therapy. What did you say you're going to lynch who?
Republicans.
Oh.
That's what's going to say on our wedding invitation.
I don't think...
No Republicans, please.
No, you know what you should put? No children Republicans, please.
Instead of a registry, we're going to have voter registration for the Democratic Party.
Or where could you register at that would be hardcore liberal? Like, it's a hardcore liberal kind of thing. In lieu of gifts...
In lieu of gifts, please make a donation to MoveOn.org. Or Kill Radio, for that matter.
Oh, that would be even better.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
If people want to donate to Kill Radio...
Yeah, we should talk about that.
It would be awesome, because then we could actually keep doing what we do at Kill Radio. And well, without your donation, we can't. So it's interesting how that works.
See, you shouldn't talk about fundraising now. You are so...
I'm the worst pledge driver
bad.
Ever. I'm the pledge driver with a whip. Whoosh.
No, you're not. You're the pledge driver who's like putting a pie in your face the whole time.
Now give me a dollar. It.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the panhandling pledge driver.
Yeah, that thinks because your cuteness alone will get you by.
But you can't see my cuteness over the air.
They can hear it, but it's not
support
enough.
Support Kill Radio.
Because John's
I promise
cute.
I won't use the donations to buy a lot of alcohol.
Stupid.
Just some.
No, like anything, we're a non-profit, non-commercial... internet radio station, and if you would like to find out more about us, please check out our on our website. The About Us link really shows our mission statement, our history, the way we do things.
Yeah, all kidding aside, we're talking about.
I'm still talking, John. No, you're going to ruin this again. Shut up. No, I mean, well, the great thing about Kill Radio is we get a lot of freedom to webcast, if you will, what. Corporate radio or commercial radio can't afford to do.
Right, because they would lose their sponsors.
Because of you and I alone, really. I have to include myself in that. But
Jell-O would call up and be like, we can't possibly run a Jell-O ad after Mark's gay talk because Jell-O's not gay.
And it sure isn't kosher.
And it sure isn't Jewish.
And it sure isn't Jewy kosher. So we're having a conflict.
Exactly.
Can I finish this sentence, please, yes. John? Thank you. No, anyway, so we get to, like, our show's a great example. Here's a show where we are playing bands for all our listeners, and we're lucky enough to have a great group of listeners all over the world.
And a great group of bands.
And a great group of bands, yeah. So this is a great thing that we do that I know other stations, and like there's Indy 103.1 who does a similar show, but I bet you the demos they get are an upper echelon. People are more established than perhaps our bands.
I don't know. I don't listen to anything but Kill Radio. Nor should you.
I don't. I don't listen to commercial radio. I might listen to KCRW or KPCC.
I listen to the commercials, but not the radio.
When
I hear music come on, I just switch to something else because I can't stand it. Keys, 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 keys on Venice. that's my kind of music.
But so there's an easy way you can make a donation to us. If you click on the About Us link at killradio.org, scroll down, you'll see that you can mail in a check or money order. You can also click on there's a link that says donate to KR! Exclamation point.
On the homepage.
It's on the About Us page, isn't
it? No, but there's also one on the homepage. Let's see. Discovered this. If you go to killradio.org,
there is
a link where it says donate to KR.
Yeah.
And then...
where is it?
Oh, it actually says KR. Yeah, is
exclamation
that it?
Point.
Does that take you
yeah,
right to PayPal? It should.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
And then
so it's
you
both
can
on
PayPal.
Our main hip. In the left column, you'll see a link. We should make this more dominant because it's easy to overlook. It just looks like a title. It says donate to KR! Exclamation point, and it links where you can make a donation via... PayPal, which is very easy to do if you have a PayPal account. But if you also, at the top of the page, you click on About Us, another window will open. You scroll down, and you can see our address where you can make a donation via our fiscal sponsor, which is Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs. They're actually on the west side, but we don't hold that against them. So please, if you, no amount is too small, no amount is too large.
It actually doesn't take a lot to run this station, but it does take something. Right now, that's not something we don't actually have.
That's the amazing thing when I first got here, and I've been here 2 years now, is we make this station actually run on very little. So we are good stewards with our money. We are not throwing glammy parties with, models or strippers or anything like that. Although,
look, you don't want to discourage them from donating, Mark. This is why I should be running this part.
Oh, really?
Because
you think that they want to go to those parties?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're open to that, though. If you donate a certain amount that encourages us, it could be a conditional donation that there must be a party with strippers and models, both male and female, John.
Yes.
And Jew and non-Jew.
And all ethnicities as well. I haven't heard this show, but it's my understanding that Here is actually quite good. And I think if you like that idea that people can send music and get some airtime, get some play, and also, you know, we have all these great political shows and other music shows. Your show, Spiritual Enlightenment, you don't get that on 98.7, you know. There's no Spiritual Enlightenment on the 80s.
Also
Friday.
A good music.
Yeah, and also is good music. And of course, it is good on Thursday mornings. So
I have to say, I've been hearing your show lately. Your DJ stuff, because it's gotten better. Like, you've totally evolved as a DJ.
Oh, thank
you. I was hearing it when I was doing my tech training. We were playing it. And I was like, wow, this is really good.
Oh, thank you.
So you're playing some good stuff.
Thank you. I'm sorry you didn't like it before.
It was not that. I just noticed you improved. It did kind of suck before, but it's not sucking as much now.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's practice. Kill Radio has given me the opportunity to practice. So
Kill Radio is about practice, everyone.
Exactly. And speaking of practice, we're in the practice of playing music that's been submitted to us.
Bye, gentlemen.
Bye, Bennett.
Bye. Bennett, who does the Chill Room
on
Saturday nights from midnight to three
in the morning. And Tuesday morning. He does Moaning Becomes Me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
From 8 to 12. 8 a.m., God. It's awesome.
Bennett actually wears an anklet that electrocutes him, you know, shocks him whenever he gets too far from Kill Radio.
From the station.
Which is why he keeps coming back to do work here.
That's why we have our meetings on Remy's on Temple, because it is within the radius.
Exactly. So, so we covered everything.
Yeah, so
and now
please.
Let's play some music.
Okay.
This is the...
And thank you so much for even considering making a donation.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and look, we just got one in just now.
From Stacy from La Cañada, Flint Ridge.
Yeah. 200.